their actively managed counterpart 80% of the time. The vast majority of advisors and brokers know this, but they won't make any money telling you about an index fund. The only way that you're going to increase your odds of a favorable outcome is keeping your cost low and managing risk through diversification. For a free report of what your advisor isn't telling you, go to our website now, blueoceanportfolios.com. That's blueoceanportfolios.com. Or call us toll-free in Chesterfield, 800-449-2237. That's 800-449-2237. Blue Ocean Portfolios, intelligent investing.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night.
I think this is Cher.
Got
an email from a guy named Don. He says, Frank, could you give me a few clues from the joke yesterday? I came in toward the end of it. Love all of your jokes. Signed, Don. This happens every once in a while. Somebody will write and say, could you email me the joke? I don't have the joke written down, and to sit down and at a keyboard and type it out so that it would be similar to the way I would tell it would take forever. So I don't know. Sometimes I guess I wonder if people think, well, he's a jerk. He didn't send me the joke. Don, if you're listening, call us right now. I'll tell you the joke on the air that I told yesterday. I can tell it quicker than I could write it. And anybody else that wants to call, you're up. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Is Mario still holding?
Yes.
Let's get him on here. Hello, Mario. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm calling from Jennings, USA.
From where?
From Jennings, USA.
Jennings, Missouri.
Yes.
Yeah. How's everything in Jennings?
Okay. It's okay.
How big is Jennings? You don't hear much about Jennings, do you? I mean, even the guy at Weiland, they do the traffic, and they never say Jennings that I hear. How big is Jennings?
No, it's 70 goes right by Jennings there.
Yeah.
Right, right. It's a little country, and it's a little...
little country.
No, he didn't mean Dan.
A little country, a little city.
No, Dan, think you meant it's a little country like a small country. He means it's a little bit country like country people.
Yeah, oh. A little bit rock
right.
and roll.
Right, it has Dan. Little hills and reminds me of home.
So, Mario, what can we do for you?
I have a little joke.
I'm sorry?
I have a joke.
Oh, you have a joke? Well, hang on. I got some. All right, go right ahead.
All right, I was walking one day through Lucas and Hunt.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy stranded in a car. He was stranded. And I see him, he had a flat tire, and he's stranded. And I see him blowing through his muffler. Blowing through his muffler. And I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, well, I have a flat tire. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm trying to get air in my flat tire. So he's blowing. And I told him, how are you going to get air in your flat tire if you have your windows open?
Mario?
Yes. Did you get it?
Oh, no, we got it. What do you do for a living, Mario?
I do heating and cooling.
Okay. I bet you're good at it. I bet you're real good at it.
Is anybody laughing? I don't have the radio on.
No, they're laughing a little, but not at the joke so much.
Okay.
They're laughing at the fact that it just kind of...
How can you put air on if you have the windows open, right?
That's actually a blonde joke.
Yeah, a blonde would work better with that.
Mm. Yeah, and that's not exactly how the joke goes, but you know what? I say anybody that dares to tell a joke, give them a round of applause. What the heck? I mean, See, if you'd made the guy a blonde, to like two blondes, okay, then, and the one blonde says, what are you doing? I'm trying to go to taxi. You go, you idiot. You're the reason blondes get such a bad name. You've got the windows down. See, then it's a little better. Still not Playhouse worthy, but a little better. But I applaud you for having the courage to tell a joke, and you call and tell one anytime.
Thank you.
All right, Mario, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I like the way he tried to look. I was walking down Lucas and Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that touch. Dan, boy, now the phones are lighting up. Hello, Dan, how are you?
I'm just glad the guy didn't get shot walking down Lucas and Hunt.
Well, I didn't want to shoot him.
I'm AM and a PM.
Oh, we know that.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I got a question for Peon.
Peon, it's for you.
What was the captain's name on the Captain and Tennille? What was his first name? I know his last name was
Daryl. Daryl Dragon.
Daryl, yeah.
Was he related to Dick Dragon, the one that famous author of Trails in the Sand?
No, that's a 100-year-old joke. I'll tell you who he was. He was the son of Carmen Dragon, who was a big band leader. I do know that because I actually met those two, Daryl Dragon, and he died, by the way. They divorced. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they divorced.
He didn't die. It was a divorce story. And yes, we got the joke, Dan. Dick Dragon, Trails in the Sand.
The reason that they're getting divorced is that she walked into the master bedroom and saw the captain's log in the bathroom.
Captain's log.
He keeps
Dan,
going.
Dan, did you not hear Mario die on the air? Was that not painful enough for you? I mean,
I had to try, Frank. I'm sorry.
We still love you, Dan.
I love you guys, too. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Not in a sexual way. Thank you, Dan. Dan's been a listener for a long time. He's entitled to bomb if he wants to bomb. That Captain and Tennille, and whatever happened to them? What happened to her? She's very talented.
Yeah, I don't know. And she was always real cute. She had that little, like, Dutch boy hairdo or something. But he's got something wrong with him.
He does?
Physically, yeah, I think so.
Recently?
Yeah, that's what I heard over the past couple of years.
He's a weird guy, man.
He never said anything.
I was in a room with those two, and there was, a press conference, and he threw a fit. He tore into some reporter because apparently before the press conference he had said nobody is to ask me about my connection to Charles Manson because he had hung around with the Beach Boys, you know, the whole Beach Boys Manson connection. And sure enough, one reporter said something about, you know, how do you feel about the Manson killings and yours? Oh, yeah, he went. And I actually don't blame him because he had said, don't do that. And they did. But that's what all the guy said. He just kind of sat there, and she was sort of the front person for them. Let me see who's next. I believe John is next. Hello, John.
After all that, I forgot why I called.
No, John, you're going to shine like a bright star after that. That's a good act to follow.
I'm still trying to figure out what that joke Mario told. I can't get it.
Yeah, well, don't strain too hard. It's not worth it. What's up?
I called to beat Don to the punch, and I didn't hear yesterday's joke at all. So, if you
all right, I'm going to tell it for you and Don right now. Okay, you ready?
You want me to hang up? Or?
No, you can. Well, you can.
That's all right.
All right. It's more personal. It's like me actually calling you and going, hey, John, you want to hear a joke? Here's the deal. It's Tarzan and Jane. I'll give you the short version. And they're in the jungle, and Jane has stayed back after the other missionaries went back to the United States because she has fallen in love with this jungle man, Tarzan. And he's an uneducated barbarian, lives in the jungle, doesn't speak a language. So she's teaching him to speak. And she's in the jungle sitting with him, and she's explaining to him who she is. Me, Jane. And she says, Jane, me, Jane. And Tarzan says, Jane, you, Jane. She says, that's right, Tarzan. And he says, who, me? She says, you are Tarzan. He says, me, Tarzan. She says, very good, yeah. He says, you, Jane. She said, yeah, me Tarzan, yeah. He says, Jane, what you whole name? She says, vagina.
Eva
feeling funny a day later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So now you know.
Hey, did you see that Freddie Freeman email?
Yes, and I've seen other multiple Freddie Freeman emails. We were alerted to the fact that this guy was a baseball player a couple, 3 years ago. But it's just funny. Yeah, it's just it's just funny to see the name after 25 years of telling the Freddie Freeman joke. But thank you for that.
See ya. Thank you.
All right, John. Now John's day is complete. He heard yesterday's joke. Mm-hmm. And now it's Jim's turn. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, Frank. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
And hi to the whole gang. Hey,
hi, Jim.
Hey,
Jim.
I might have a solution for Holly's problem with her AM radio. My wife's automobile did the same thing, and my wife's car has got one of the stupid little rubber antennas on the roof. And what I did is I went to the Radio Shack, bought an inexpensive antenna, a steel one.
Yeah.
I think they're about $9.99. And I put a good ground on it, and I hooked it up to a radio, and I laid it up on a dash. And the AM radio worked fabulous. So then I drilled a hole in the front fender, like they used to, and mounted it permanently, put a good ground on, ground the paint off and mounted it permanently. And our AM radio works great. Them little, I'm thinking them little rubber antennas are good for FM, but not AM.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, I hope she's listening. I appreciate that.
She can try it. She can always stick it out the passenger window, put a good ground on it.
All right.
Stick it out the passenger window so it's out in the air more if she wants to. Try it. It might cost her $10 or $12.
Now, she's an electrician. She can handle it. She can do it. Thank you, Jim.
I know she is.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bobby Ray. Wow, that sounds like somebody calling from Mississippi. Hello, Bobby Ray.
Bobby Ray just dropped.
Bobby Ray's not with us, so goodbye, Bobby Ray. And hello to Jack. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Well, fine. How are you, Frank?
I'm good, Jack.
Hey, I got a joke.
Well, hang on.
All right,
go ahead.
Hey, do you know what the egg said to the pot of boiling hot water?
Well, this is not a joke, see. It's not a joke. But what the egg said to the
pot of boiling
water, I don't think I know, no.
He said it might take him a while to get hard. He just got laid.
Now, Jack, I'm going to give Jack a round of applause. Come on.
That was a good one.
Now, Jack, that's a good one, but it's inappropriate for this show, so we're going to edit it out because the audience will never hear it. We're going to edit it out because it's just the kind of humor we just don't go. Well, see, he hung up.
Yeah, that's a sick.
He knew.
Exit, stage left.
Well, he knew he'd crossed the line. For those of you who don't know our show, we don't go for that kind of stuff.
No.
It'd take me a while to get hard. I just got laid. Come on. Really? I mean, that's Charlie Brennan type stuff, right?
Right.
There. That's where you take that act. Yeah. I think Pete, as in Seeger, but it's not Pete Seeger because Pete Seeger's dead. Hello, Pete.
Frank, long time listening, never called in.
Well, this is a big day.
All right.
Pete's calling in. Welcome.
I always get nervous. I get nervous when I get on the phone with the radio.
This is the easiest show you could ever call into. Don't be nervous. How can we help you?
I tell you what. I've been listening to you for about, close to near 20 years?
Well, I've been on longer than that, so that would be possible, yes.
Yeah, I lost half my family, and if it wasn't for your show, that's what got me through.
How did you lose half your family?
Well, Dad had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Teresa had asthma.
Who was Teresa?
She died when she was 31, and
who was Teresa?
My other sister died. But anyway, look.
Yeah.
I was going to horn in
a little bit about
Captain Tennille.
Yeah.
I called KXOK Hotline when I was a kid, and they said, "Well, we don't have the hotline going, but we have Captain Tennille here. You want to talk to him?" And I'm like, "Okay." And I got to talk to Captain Tennille, but the main reason I called, Frank, you have a favorite song, you have a favorite joke. It's my favorite.
Well, I have a couple of real favorite jokes, but which is it?
No, I told Dan about this. The FDR and Eleanor joke.
Oh, my goodness.
That is my ultimate favorite.
I got to tell you something about that joke. That's a joke that doesn't, for whatever reason, doesn't really play well as a Playhouse joke. That joke was, I went to work for a guy in 1973. That was his favorite. Everybody I've worked for, from Jim Dorsey to this guy in 73 to Mike Dorsey. They all have a favorite joke. Shelly Davis at Kix 104 had a joke that was his favorite joke. And this guy in 73 told me the joke you're talking about. And I laughed. I thought, that's the funniest joke. But the problem with it is that anybody under 45 or 50 wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, because you got to know what Eleanor Roosevelt looked like.
Right.
And if you don't know what she looked like, the joke is done. It's done. But
it kind of can be tasteless in a way because she was a wonderful, benevolent woman.
Yeah, you know what? She was. But I don't think it's tasteless. I think people need to get a life and get over themselves. So when they go, well, that's offensive. It's a joke. You know, it's like Helen Keller jokes. Yes, Helen Keller was a wonderful human being and overcame, my goodness, obstacles nobody has ever overcome like she did.
Unreal.
But
I know.
Jokes
she
are
did
fun.
The braille. She did everything. I mean, she couldn't see or hear or anything.
I know. But it's still, there's a photo that a listener sent me, and it's an actual black and white. Yeah, I sent it to you. It's a black and white picture of Helen Keller with a bulldog, and she's petting it, and the caption says, Helen Keller enjoys a moment petting her cat Mittens. She didn't know it was a dog. That's funny. It's just funny.
Hey, who cut your hair? Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
And the Eleanor Roosevelt joke, I'm with you. It's hilarious. Oh, I can't tell. It just get lost on people who don't know what you. Here's what I'd have to do. I'd have to tell the whole audience, okay, your assignment tonight is go look up and find a picture of Eleanor Roosevelt. All right. And then I'll tell the joke after you've seen the picture. Then it would make sense. Maybe we'll do that one day.
Okay.
All right.
Pete? Okay. Thank you so much, Frank. And I still have your picture on top of my refrigerator.
Well, that's sad.
When I came to visit you about like 8 years ago and I took a picture of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's a sad life.
If it wasn't for your show, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you know what, Pete? I got to tell you something. That means a lot to me, and I'm not kidding, and I'm not being flip. I know you're glossing over what you went through. You lost two sisters, and what'd you say, your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a relatively short period of time, and
I kept working. I kept working in the basement where I was working. I was a prep person. I just made all this food. I had two big sinks, and I had that radio going, and nobody bothered me. And I just be down there listening to you. I listened to you since you were on the original 550.
Well, the KUSA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
You're going more than 20 years.
Right.
Well, you know what, Pete? I really appreciate that. And when you hang up, I'll tell you a great story about another listener that not only made my day, probably made my decade or more. I'll tell you that as soon as you hang up.
Okay, but wait a minute. Don't hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to. I don't hang up on people.
Keep your world's worst producer, Ann Strauss, and keep Ian. They are wonderful people.
Well, I'll have to give that some thought, okay?
What?
Thanks,
what?
Pete.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Pete.
Thank
you, Pete.
So
thank you.
This is a wonderful talk.
Don't wait 20 years to call back, okay?
Okay.
Call anytime, all right?
Okay, thanks, okay. Frank.
I just need to take a moment to do this. The most powerful day of my radio life was actually an evening. And it was in St. Paul, Missouri. And I've told the story before. I'll make it quick. But Pete reminded me of it. 600 people in a Knights of Columbus Hall or one of those halls. And it was me and Lee Sherwood, who was my partner on the show. It was KUSA Country Music Station. And back then, we did a lot of appearances and we had a road show. But this was just me and Lee. And Lee was with me as a crutch because I'm a very nervous person with extreme stage fright, and to go somewhere by myself I had crippling stage fright. So Lee would, and I'd get him a few bucks to just go with me and introduce me and kind of be my straight man, and we'd just stand and talk to the audience of 600 and told a whole bunch of jokes. And this is the, by the way, this is the place where the old man stood up and said, we don't go for your kind of jokes in this town. You're free to leave now. And just ruined the evening and just embarrassed everybody. But when it was over, there was a kid. My goodness, now this guy's going to be in his 40s easily. He came up to me. He was 21 or 22, and I had the joke books, and I signed a joke book for this guy. And he said, "Don't let what that old man said to you bother you." And I said, "Nah, it's okay." And he said, "Here's what you need to walk away remembering." And that is that he said, "My dad died 3 months ago. My dad was in his, it was like 43, 44, he said. He said, "My dad was like my brother. And we farm. And we're together every day." And he said, just out of nowhere, he's, boom, dropped dead of a heart attack. He said, "I have cried every day for 3 months, every day. And I never thought I'd laugh again. And tonight," he said, "I laughed so hard my stomach hurts." He said, "Thank you. You have no idea how good this feels." That was one of the greatest days. And it had nothing to do with something that happened on a show, during a show. It was after. It was in the evening. I'll never forget that kid. And he had no idea when he said that to me. Because like anybody else, all of you who work and you do whatever you do, sometimes you just wonder, what am I doing? You know, I mean, I'm not really doing anything. I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm not making a mark. I go through the same thing in my head. What is this? What am I doing? And then something like that happens, and you realize that even though we're not on the world stage and we're not real famous and, you know, we're not a name that everybody would know in a small circle or a large local circle of people, it makes people happy, makes them laugh. So that was a great night for me. Now, a lot of times there'll be people who'll tell you that one of the best days of their lives would be the day they got the keys and drove off in their new Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Here's a man who can help make that happen, John Londoff. Hello, John.
We make dreams come true.
Make dreams
wow.
come true.
We make dreams come true.
That wow. powerful.
That is powerful. You're right. Peon said
we
powerful.
Continue to make American dreams in the St. Louis metro area come true every day. How powerful that is.
Very powerful.
I feel so good about that. You know,
you should.
And, you know, by the way, you make me laugh.
Well, not thank
just,
you, John.
Not just like when I see you. I mean, you make me laugh like when I hear you. You
oh.
You're a very funny man.
Is that an ugly joke?
I think it sounded like what he's saying is when he sees me, he laughs.
He laughs.
You know, right. Some people, when you see him, you laugh at him.
How can Ian, how can you say that?
Because Ian
is like
right.
the commander-in-chief there at the studio.
Because huh? you're ugly and a little heavy. I don't yeah. know why.
Yeah. I mean, our commander-in-chief spoke last night. That's your commander-in-chief right there, Mr. Pinion.
Can I tell you something that bothered me? I didn't see the speech, but I saw the highlights. And I would say this about any president that does it. So it's fair game. When they do that spotlighting the soldier and he's injured, that grandstanding that they do, I as much as anybody appreciate what that kid has done and what he's gone through, and I think it's he's actually there is a guy who really is a hero, but it's the State of the Union address, and when they do that, to me, it's to deflect and take the attention off of other things, and I guess my question after they do it is, okay, now what? What was your point in doing that? Are you going to help him? Are you going to make sure that his life is as good as it can be for the rest of his life? Or will he, like a lot of other injured veterans, end up homeless and not able to have his medical expenses covered? Where's this going to end? Talk about that.
And apparently that guy is from Ritner High School.
Yeah.
He graduated from Ritner High
School.
But
why don't you tell us now in your speech how you're going to help not just him, but what this country is going to do for every single one of these guys that came back damaged. Tell us about that plan.
Yeah. You know, because, I heard the Lone Survivors, just a very good movie. But
oh, you saw it?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, man, you got to see it.
I have not seen it yet.
It's so good.
I mean, it is just, it's gut-wrenching. It's
so good.
Isn't it? You know, unbelievable story, and you... Thank you, Sally. Say thank you to Sally.
That's rude.
Hi, Sally.
That's rude. Hi. Yeah. Thanks, Sally. Thanks for interrupting.
No, but I mean, it really, apparently it's just extremely, you know, just a true story. And the Navy SEAL that survived.
Thanks, Gretchen. Yeah. See what I did? You see what I did? See how rude that is?
Hi, Gretchen. Do you need to buy a car? You make dreams come true here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Yeah, I want you to tell Gretchen that there, Mr. Pinion.
Hey, what are you waiting on to see that movie, Lone Survivor? What's the holdup?
Working.
You don't work at 8 or 9 o'clock at night on Tuesday or Thursday or Sunday afternoon.
No, I told Mimi that's going to be a date night. That'll be a date night. I think there's another movie she wants to see before that, though.
Well, if you're the man of the house, you'll see the one you want to see. That's the way it works in our house. We had a movie, the last movie we went to, my wife wanted to see another one. I said, no, we're going to see the one I want to see. And she said, I'm sorry, for a moment I forgot my place. That's what she said.
Now get in there and make me dinner before we go.
You get some dinner on that stove and you get ready to go see the movie I want to see.
It's amazing
Press
how that
slacks.
Happens. But when I'm around your wife, and the times that you're present when I'm around your wife, That's not how it goes down at all. I mean, she interrupts you. She doesn't even, like, put her hand...
Oh, and John, don't think she doesn't pay for that when we get home.
Mm.
Yeah, I cut off privileges.
I take privileges
away from her.
I cut off sex.
On her allowance. I cut her off on sex.
Yeah.
Last time we were together, she interrupted me. We were together, and we got home, and I said, if you ever interrupt me when we're out with people again like that, no more shoes for a week.
Yeah.
No new shoes for a week. Let me tell you something. That's a stab in the heart of a woman that can't buy a pair of shoes for
a week.
But
you have to get rough on them when they get out of line like that.
You do. You gotta set the tone.
No, you guys are really funny. you really think people listening right now believe that stuff?
Well, if they need to be in the house, they could...
Just need to spend a little time at home and they'd understand. That's how it is.
They could come in the privacy of my home. You get the real picture.
I don't think you should invite too many people into the into your house.
I've divorced twice. So.
You weren't stern enough, Dan.
Yeah, I guess not.
You weren't the boss. That's the problem. I'm the boss.
I'm laughing hard. But, no, we make dreams come true. All right? I'm telling you over and over and over again. And it's not always just, in the retail arena. You know, new car, new truck, pre-owned vehicle. It's also in our award-winning service operation. We're busy. You know, we never want to use that as an excuse that we're busy. We never want to use the fact that we're big and we sell a lot of cars because we want to sell more. And, again, customer satisfaction is the utmost. You know, each new car, new truck customer gets a survey from GM. Now, not everybody. It's amazing how GM, how Chevy kind of picks and chooses it. I don't know how they do it, but I want to say 50 to 60% of the people get a survey, and we want them to be completely satisfied. So, you know, if a situation happens in service, and maybe somebody thought that something we should take care of, for example, some of these recalls, not a lot, but once in a while there's a few recalls, and while the vehicle's in here, 80, 90,000 mile vehicle, something happens, and, you know, we got to stand up and take care of it. So we take care of our customers, not only making those dreams come true in the retail arena, but Bruce Weiner and his team back in the service operation. Hats off. They are the best. Again, we're not perfect. We cannot be perfect. But
hey, GM sent me the survey. I'm serious about you when I bought the Corvette, and I filled it right out. You know, five stars, whatever the top rating was. So I did my job, and I turned my survey results back in. Hey, did you save me a case?
Look who just walked in. This person will talk to us, Tricia Arnold, my unbelievable assistant. Tricia, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
I think I don't know if I think I mentioned this one time before. For those who don't know it, Tricia Arnold, her great 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 grandfather is the guy who founded a well-known town south of St. Louis, Festus, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Trish.
Yeah.
It's John, true.
Okay, see?
Wow.
I don't make this stuff up. John, before we talk to Trish, if we're going to talk...
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye. Thanks.
Bye.
John, did you save me a case of the stuff you mentioned to me that you found in the parts department? I asked you to save me.
I saved you a bottle.
Oh,
a bottle.
You know, I wanted you to save me a case.
You don't even drink. I mean, when I go,
I know, but it'd be a great
two dirts of glass of wine for like an hour. You know, that's
I'm not a big drinker.
A glass of wine doesn't get better with age in your glass. Okay, it's when it's in the bottle or in the in your glass. It gets warm too.
Well, some wine is supposed to be room temperature, right?
This is so good, John doesn't want to give up a whole case of it.
Yep,
is that what it is?
Oh, it's some good stuff he found in the parts department that his dad had that they didn't know he had. And he said he found several cases. And I said, hey, I'd like to have a case. And now he just tells me he saved a bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Or two.
Kind of friend I am.
Yeah.
Could we...
Hey, just think, give it to you a bottle at a time. I'll see more of you.
He gave Charles Brennan three cases.
Well, he gave it to him as motivation to start selling some cars.
Yeah.
Why don't you start driving some business in here? Yeah, you better give McGraw about 10 cases.
Yeah. I did. I gave my buddy Bruce Affleck with the Blues. I gave him a couple of cases, and then Kelly Chase with the Blues.
Hold on. You gave them a couple of cases, and you got a bottle for me?
You can't get them tickets,
I just bought
Frank.
A Corvette and paid sticker.
I just
paid full sticker for a Corvette. Sticker. I paid full sticker price for a Corvette. I think a lot of people think, oh, he got a deal.
Yeah, guess what? Dealers in California.
I'm not talking about them.
They're going to pay me $5,000 over sticker. A dealer. And then sell it, make themselves another $5,000 to $6,000. They're selling those things for $10,000 over sticker price in California. Mimi's listening to this right now. She's probably, well, why didn't you charge Frank $10,000? Well, Mimi, I can't, okay? I just can't do that to Frank.
What I'm hoping is there'll be a shortage of the color I got, which is a spectacular dark emerald green color.
It highlights your eyes, too, by the way, when you're in that car.
See, that's gay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's gay sounding. That sounds gay. If you find somebody who wants that car and it is not easy to find, I will sell them my car. It's only got like 400 or 500 miles on it. 25 over sticker.
Yeah, great. You know, you laugh, but you could easily put that, somewhere online and you could get a lot more than you paid for it.
Probably out west, yeah, California. So can we have a phone number? I just realized it's almost 6 o'clock.
No,
it's getting close.
That is 4:43.
It's getting close.
No, it's not that close. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Like how I did that? 314-837-1800.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to do that. 837. But then when he opened this dealership, it was Temple 7-800. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you and
Laquid
Cab have the same phone number you've had for like 50, 60 years.
Yeah, well, we've had that. Yeah, Dad's had it we had it since 1960. March 18th, 1960, we opened up in here, beautiful Florissant, huh? That's unbelievable, isn't it? That's unbelievable?
It sure
is,
crazy.
John.
Isn't
that cool? 314-837-1800. Or 24-7-365. Now we're open 27 hours a day.
4 days a week. That's a great work schedule. Hey, that's my schedule.
Somebody put that whiskey away. I got to quit drinking that stuff. I got to quit drinking Frank's whiskey before I go on the air.
All right, you're open late tonight. We know that.
All right, you'll have a case. I'll have one waiting for you.
Is it okay if we send you some customers?
Oh, please.
They're on the way.
Promise?
Thank you.
Double promise?
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye. Thank you. God save everyone.
All right, so here's the deal. They remodel the auto parts department. I mean, a massive, major remodel. And they go back. He's telling me, I don't think he'd mind if I told this. His dad was not a hoarder, but he would buy in bulk anything that he thought would make a nice gift. He gave ties. You should have seen the tie warehouse that he had. Just hundreds, thousands of ties. So John says they go back in here this last few weeks and they find 35 cases of whiskey that's now about 50 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And I said, 35 cases? He said, yeah. Apparently his dad had bought them and put them back there and kind of forgot about it. He was going to give them as gifts, a bottle at a time or something. And I said, well, is whiskey no good after 50 years? And according to him, no, it's actually great.
It ages, yeah.
I'm sure there's a point where it's no good.
Right.
It's not going to last forever, but I know it's scotch, 10 years better than 8 year and 12 years better, and Peon, you know more about this than I do, but older scotch is better scotch.
Right.
So I'm guessing this is some fantastic whiskey. I'm not a whiskey drinker, but I'd take a sip.
Yeah, and I'm betting if he bought that much of it, it wasn't some cheap.
No, he didn't.
I'm sure it was really
nice.
He
didn't do anything on the cheap. If he gave you a gift, I mean, before he passed away, he gave me a couple of ties, and they were actually too nice for a guy like me to wear. It's insulting, a blasphemy almost, of some sort, for me to wear a tie like that. That was John Landoff. We are going to break and come back. And when we do, I got something I think you'll find is kind of fun. I hope you do. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Time to see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
And it's not moving along very well on southbound 55. First of all, you're slow between Arsenal and Gasconay because of the sunshine. But then there's an accident. There's actually two accidents. There's one right at Bayless that has the left lane blocked. And then there's another one just before Union. They've moved that off to the right shoulder, but boy, you are jammed back from almost 4500 South Broadway all the way down through Bayless. Now, we also had a stalled vehicle on southbound 170 at Brentwood that was blocking the left lane, and you're backed up midway between Page and Olive. On westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown, the Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy approaching 270 through Mason, a little bit heavy towards the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, stacking up at McDonald now through New Florissant. And downtown eastbound 40 looks like we're at Jefferson, and it's slow to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRB not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Thursday show filled with music as always. We got the Thursday Music Club. Samantha Fisher comes in for that. But also a conversation with Steve Lawrence. That will be wildly enjoyable, as will a visit with Ken Page, comes in for a cabaret show at the Gaslight Theater. So join us for that and some other shenanigans on the show. It starts at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Call Frederick, 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Harbor in Lime on Lime Ferry Road. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there, either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Getting in the grocery store before the big game can be a pain. Head to Walgreens instead. They're just around the corner with a great selection of your favorite game day snacks.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in for Mizzou Monday on Wednesday. That's right. Mizzou Monday is on the air Wednesday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huard. We'll recap the last game, talk about the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Monday on Wednesday is brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices. Naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. And the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314. What the heck?
What?
314-652-3. I can decide if I want it. Yeah. Edit. Can you edit that out?
Sure.
Okay, good. 314-652-3456 or download the app STL Tech. This is what happens when you don't have a script, you know, reading. Just, you know, maybe we should start writing this show out. STL Taxi is the app. Get you a Laclede cab real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Clevland.
Somebody used to do that here.
Oh, yeah. Several somebodies. How are you, Bill?
Well, that's embarrassing. I don't want to be part of this.
I don't either.
Oh, my goodness. President Obama delivered the State of the Union address Tuesday night. Not really much newsworthy happened, except that when he stopped twice during the speech to take a selfie, people noticed that. And some say Obama's speech consisted of too many old ideas. Like, for example, when he called for the invention of the steam engine.
That's old. Yeah, that's old.
Yeah, NBC, CBS, ABC, they all call it the greatest speech ever given by a human. Well, Fox News called it the last sign of the apocalypse. So, great opinions there.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, this afternoon...
Pregnant pause.
You say they're faking applause?
No, pregnant pause.
No, it's just pregnant pause.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, the phone's cutting out. Now, the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. You guys excited about the big Super Bowl game?
Yeah.
And one of the, thank you, Dion, the, one of the big attractions every year, they call the NFL Experience. It's actually a pretty cool deal. You get to actually feel like you're an NFL player. For example, they dress you up in a Rams jersey, and then you have to drop every ball that's thrown at you. So, Club Blitz segment brought to you this afternoon by LaClean Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Case Harris.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
News coming up in the Playhouse coming up. Boy, you see the ice down south, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And what was amazing to me, just the gridlock, I mean, miles and miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic, but they told everybody it was coming. This is what I don't understand. They had all the warning in the world. And you interview these people, oh, my goodness, they can't believe I've been here. One woman was there. She's 8 months pregnant. She was in traffic. It was normally a 40-hour commute. She was sat there for 12 hours. And all I wanted to say to the TV was, why did you leave the house? They told you what was going to happen. And then, of course, as is always the case in news stories, they seem to only be able to interview 90% of the people, uneducated, didn't go through fifth grade. And this one gal, she says, well, she says, you can't go nowhere and you can't do nothing. And I thought, well, when you can go somewhere, why don't you go back to school, learn how to talk, go take a course in grammar or something. In the Playhouse, I will share with you, Pete Seeger passed away, and I just happened, I can't believe I even saw it, on a list of songs he recorded. One of them is Big Rock Candy Mountain. This is the song, when I was 5 and 6 years old, I played over and over and over on my little bitty record player, little suitcase record player I'd take next door to my friend Dana's house.
You and Dana played it.
And we played Big Rock Candy Mountain, so we will share
Big Rock.
A little Big Rock.
Big Rock Candy Cane.
There. That's what you did there. Big Rock Candy Mountain, among other things, and of course, the joke. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.